How would you like to win the Essential Lutheran Library? Books like Concordia, the Lutheran Confessions, Law and Gospel, the Lutheran Service Book, and the Lutheran Book of Prayer, and four more resources. All you have to do is share the Issues Etc. Reformation Week video on your Facebook page and send an email to contest@issuesetc.org. You'll find the video at issuesetc.org and click support. We'll announce the winner of the Essential Lutheran Library on Friday, October 28th.
Round off this first hour of Issues Etc. live this Friday afternoon, October the 21st. Issues Etc. blog of the week. I think the blogging has actually increased. Is it cold weather? Is it longer nighttime hours? I don't know what it is, but I think Lutheran bloggers blog less when the sun is out and more when the days turn dark, because I think their output has improved here in the last couple weeks. I've noted that before. Jeff and I peruse your blogs, especially those that have the Issues Etc. widget on them. You can find that on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Put it at your blog and let us know that your blog exists and where we can find it. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Just shoot us an email and then we'll start reading yours and perhaps we'll pick it for Issues Etc. blog of the week. Jeff always goes first with his pick for blog of the week.
My pick this week is a blog I've frequently chosen. It's Concordian Sisters of Perpetual Parturition, but it's for a different reason. Because just recently, one of the bloggers there, Rebecca Curtis, gave birth to child number 6, Eve Donita Matilda Curtis.
When did this happen?
This happened, I want to say about a week ago, 10 days ago, maybe a week ago.
Wow.
Probably when you were in Texas.
Did this one actually get born in a hospital?
Yes, I think the, yes, they made it to the hospital, I do believe. So my pick this week, simply for the birth, in honor of the birth of Eve Donita Matilda Curtis, is Concordian Sisters of Perpetual Parturition, and congratulations, Heath, Rebecca, Eve, and the other 5 Curtis children, of which I can't name all of them. That's my pick.
They all have lots of names, I'm sure. Lots and lots of names. Kids with big, long names, the kind of names that will be recorded in history books, just like their father's and their mother's name. No doubt. My pick is from the blog called Stand Firm. This is a blog by one of our longtime listeners, and he has a blog called Jamming for Jesus, Giving Him My Everything. It's actually a video from a Lutheran congregation somewhere out in New Jersey advertising for, I think it's a contemporary worship workshop called New Jersey Jam. And I just encourage people to go and watch the video and or go to the blog, Stand Firm. We'll post a link to it tonight along with Jeff's pick and watch the video. It's a perfect, it's absolutely perfect crystalline example of the difference that exists in Lutheran circles on the issue of worship. And it comes down to this basic question. Is worship something we do? And if it is, it's something we got to bring everything we got to it. It's got to be about what we put into it, about how we do it, about all the clever ways that we find to worship God. Or is it about what God does? By the way, the Lutheran confessions make it quite clear that worship is about what God does. Now, I don't know what Lutheran congregations are doing talking about worship in terms of what we do and putting everything we have into it, but watch the video and see for yourself. A completely, completely backward view of what worship really is. Hour 2 in 7 minutes.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.